Morning, and thank you for coming to the preaching of the gospel. The hymn that we sang right now, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in seeing you longer way, you may find no open gate. That's the message that we're going to be reading today. Let's open our Bibles and go to Mark chapter 13. Mark 13 and verse 31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded it to the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Let's read another verse in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all that we're going to be reading today. We read here in Mark, four times that the Lord says, watch, be ye ready. Now, with this idea is to have attention, be aware of your condition, to know where you stand in front of God. Let's be honest, like 90% of the time we're thinking about near future, like making plans for tomorrow, 2 days, a week ahead. And we don't really think like 10, 15 years, 20 years ahead. And I remember when I was a kid, like I was like 12 years old, I used to have older cousins and relatives, and I used to think, I want to be with them. Like, I want to be, they were like 20 something. I was 12. I want to be like them. And right now I'm 21, like the day eventually came. And the idea behind that is that no matter how long it's going to take you, the day will eventually come. And with that, the Bible gives us a reminder that everything under the sun is going to fade away. Time flies, and the verse that we read here in the 31, heaven and earth shall pass away. Everything that we have here, it's eventually going to pass away. And this verse is a reminder that that's the same idea. Everything is going to pass away. Call it work, money, friends, family, whatever you want to call it, school, it eventually comes to an end. So what's so important for you that it's keeping you away from God? It's taking your time, it's taking your life, and you're not looking up to God. You haven't had a moment when you realize that you're a sinner and you need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible gives us a reminder. Heaven and earth shall pass away. And everything that we have is temporary. All the worries that you may have, everything is temporary. So what's so important that's keeping you away from God? Now, somebody once told me that I have two souls, my soul and my wife. For those who don't speak English, alma in English is soul. But My soul is eternal. My wife is not, but my soul is eternal, and so is yours. And that, it's not going to pass away. This earth, this planet, the sun, the time, money, everything is going to pass away, but your soul, that's something that's going to stay for eternity. Now, what you do with your soul, it's going to affect your eternity. If you have your sins forgiven, you will be in heaven. If you don't, you will be in hell. Now, it might be a dumb question to ask you where you want to be. But what do you have to do to be in heaven? You know that your soul is eternal. So what do you have to do to be in heaven? There's a hymn that my brother-in-law likes a lot. It's The King is Coming. And there's a line that says, builders' tools are silent. And that special part makes me wonder, it makes me imagine. Because I work construction, as many of you know. I install rain gutters. So I imagine myself working on a customer's roof, and I'm installing a gutter. And all of a sudden, Christ comes, and the customer is there like, hey, I don't hear the sound of the drill anymore. I don't hear the sound of the hammer anymore. Where did he go? Well, the Christ came. The King came, and he took me home with him. Now, the question is not, what are you going to be doing when he comes? The question is, are you going to be ready when he comes? So that's something that you got to keep in mind. Everything right here, right now, is going to pass away. But your soul is eternal. And there's going to be a moment when Christ comes and takes his people with him. Might be 20 years from now. But that day will eventually come. Like I said, I used to think like, oh, that day when I'm 20 years old, I'm going to be like old enough to do this or go with them, do that. But that day will eventually come. Even if it's 20 years from now, but it could be 5 years from now, it could be 1 year from now, it could be a week, it could be 2 days, or maybe we're not even going to finish this meeting. That's the importance of being ready, being prepared for when the day comes. We read here, verse 33, take ye heed. Watch and pray, for ye know not what the time is. You don't know when Christ is going to come. I don't know it. You got to be ready for it. If the time comes and you are not ready, you are not prepared to go with him, you're going to be left behind. And that's the reason why we are preaching the gospel. Because the opportunity is not going to be forever. It's just a time lapse that we have. You may have 50 years, you may have 20 years, you may have 10 years, but your life will eventually come to an end. It's not like, okay, we live in the routine. We work Monday through Friday, and we do that every day, but it will eventually go away, like the Bible says right here. Heaven and earth shall pass away. And if you stop, if you put a moment and turn to God, and say, save me, forgive me for my sins. Trust the Lord and Savior as your personal Savior. Believe in him, and you will have everlasting life. We have here John 3:16. That's a very simple verse, but yet very meaningful. It's really clear. What do you have to do to be saved? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believe. That's the only thing. Christ already paid a price that was too high for us. It was impossible for us. It is impossible for us. That's why he went to the cross and he paid for your sins. We were singing in the morning, I have been at the altar and witnessed the Lamb burned to ashes for me. God gave his only Son, and he was a sacrifice for your sins. We couldn't do anything, but we see the sacrifice, the Lamb, that took our place in Calvary. Be prepared. All you have to do is believe. Salvation is by faith, not by works or by any means. Glenn gave an example the other day, and I really liked it. How do you know you're believing? How do you know you have faith? And he was telling, oh, do you remember when you were born? Nope, I was told I was born in Zamora, Michoacán, Mexico. I don't remember that. But I believe it because I just put my faith in it. And back in the days when I was in Sunday school, my teacher asked me, hey, Fernando, can you stand up? So I stood up. I was sitting in a chair. And she told me, do you know what's faith? And I don't really remember what I said, but she told me to sit down again. So I sat down and said, hey, Fernando, did you think that the chair was going to fall apart or was going to break? I said, no. How do you know that? Well, I just trusted that it's not going to happen. See, you had faith that the chair was not going to break. Simply trusting. You didn't look or shake it to see if it was going to hold you. You just sat down. Same thing. The Lord died on the cross. What do you have to do to be saved? Just put your trust in Him. You don't have to do anything else because He already did everything. There's people on this planet trying to work hard, trying to put money, trying to do this, trying to go that. In Mexico, there's a lot of people that go on their knees, walking to the temples. There's people giving money. There's a lot of things. You'll be surprised. Sometimes I come across videos when they show, just give me your check, give me your certain amount of money. And no, that's not what the Lord asked. Turn to God, and you can see the sacrifice that it's right there. It's a gift. The Lord died on the cross for you. Just gotta trust Him. Put your faith in Him and the sacrifice. You and I are sinners. That's not hard to believe because we can see it. We can prove it every time. It's just that sometimes there's a thing called pride that's stopping us from seeing it. And there's another example of Glenn again that he said, we sin because we are sinners. We don't sin. We sin because we are sinners. We are not sinners because we sin. Sin is in us. It's our nature. It's just like the dog that barks. He's not a dog because he barks. He barks because he's a dog, just like us. We are sinners. Even if you don't sin that much, you are still a sinner. That's why you need the Savior. You see, God is a holy God. We are sinners. We cannot go into His presence just like that, putting your faith in something that it's not the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to take you to God because you're a sinner, and you cannot be in the presence of a holy God. So you got to be redeemed. But what are you going to be redeemed by? It's the Savior that gave His life for you, the blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary. And that's salvation. That's a very simple salvation. It's simple for us because we don't have to do anything because we couldn't. But the Lord died on the cross. It wasn't a simple thing. For us it is, but it was a very, very high price, impossible for us. The Lord gave His life on that cross for you and for me. Now be prepared. Everything right here is going to pass away, but your soul is not going to pass away. The other idea is that the King is coming. We don't know the time, we don't know the hour, the day, but He will eventually come. Are you prepared, or are you going to be left behind? That's a simple question that only you can answer. I'm going with Him when He comes, but it's not because of me. It was because of what Christ did on the cross. We preach the gospel because the opportunity is not going to be forever. So if you are hearing the gospel right now, you're hearing the word of God, you have the opportunity right here. It's not going to take you anything but faith. It's free for you. So if you are not prepared and the day comes, you're going to be left behind. So, you know, in your personal life, if you had a moment when you asked God for forgiveness, if you know that you fully trusted Him and His work, what He did on the cross, then you are saved. If you don't have that moment, well, you're going to be left behind if He comes. He's offering salvation for you right now. It's up to you if you take it. It's free. He paid it for you. Let's pray. Our Father, we enter in Thy presence once again. We want to thank Thee, Lord, for the opportunity that we have right now for salvation. We want to thank Thee, Lord, for the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross. He didn't have to do it, but He loved us. I want to thank Thee for that. I want to thank Thee, Father, for the opportunity again that we have of preaching the gospel. And we ask for those people who are not saved, who are on their way to hell. We want to ask Thee, Father, for understanding, that they come to an understanding and believe in the only Savior that we have. I want to ask Thee, Father, for this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.